And he might think so, if we destroy Corell by the main force of frontal attack. We'd have to be considerably more subtle. As, for instance... Mallow leaned back. Sut, I'll give you your chance. I don't need you, but I can use you. So I'll tell you what it's all about, and then you can either join me and receive a place in a coalition cabinet, or you can play the martyr and rot in jail. Once before you tried that last trick. Not very hard, Sut. The right time has only just come. Now listen. Mallow's eyes narrowed. When I first landed on Corell, he began, I bribed the Commodore with the trinkets and gadgets that formed the trader's usual stock. At the start, that was meant only to get us entrance into a steel foundry. I had no plan further than that, but in that I succeeded. I got what I wanted. But it was only after my visit to the Empire that I first realized exactly what a weapon I could build that trade into. This is a Selden crisis we are facing, Sut, and Selden crises are not solved by individuals, but by historic forces. Harry Selden, when he planned our course of future history, did not count on brilliant heroics, but on the broad sweeps of economics and sociology. So the solutions to the various crises must be achieved by the forces that become available to us at the time. In this case, trade. Sut raised his eyebrows skeptically and took advantage of the pause. I hope I am not of subnormal intelligence, but the fact is that your vague lecture isn't very illuminating. It will become so, said Mallow. Consider that until now the power of trade has been underestimated. It has been thought that it took a priesthood under our control to make it a powerful weapon. That is not so, and this is my contribution to the galactic situation. Trade without priests. Trade alone. It is strong enough. Let us become very simple and specific. Corell is now at war with us. Consequently, our trade with her has stopped. But, notice that I am making this as simple as a problem in addition. In the past 3 years, she has based her economy more and more upon the atomic techniques which we have introduced and which only we can continue to supply. Now, what do you suppose will happen once the tiny atomic generators begin failing and one gadget after another goes out of commission?